This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in the Middle East, where the fighting has intensified. Israel pounded Gaza for a third night since the ceasefire ended, killing at least 58 Palestinians while they slept in their homes, their family members grieving at a local hospital. We get more from the BBC's Yolan Nell in Jerusalem.
There have been intense strikes overnight, in fact, reminiscent of what was happening at the height of the war. In one hospital in the north of Gaza, dozens of bodies, those of adults and children, wrapped up in white shrouds, lined up for a burial.
And the Israeli military says because of a ground operation as well, Palestinians will no longer be allowed to enter northern Gaza from the south. President Trump is set to sign an executive order this afternoon, fulfilling a campaign promise to eliminate the Education Department. Josh Cowan is with the Education Law Center.
My view is this thing is mostly just a press release. The real gutting of the Department of Education began a few weeks ago when Trump began the layoff process for more than half the department staff.
The president has reportedly said the department is wasteful and polluted by liberal ideology. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has a noon deadline today to release more info to a judge about the deportation flights on Saturday. CBS's Scott McFarland says the DOJ hasn't complied so far.
He's been pressing the Department of Justice to provide information, and they've defied him there. And there's this concern that's a constitutional crisis waiting to happen, if not underway already, if court orders are being ignored by the administration because they don't agree with them.
Powerful storms in the Midwest yesterday. Rosie Mariamez was in her car in Highland, Indiana, when the dangerous weather ripped through.
All of a sudden, I feel my car lifting up in the air, and I'm screaming to my husband. I have him on the phone. I said, it's taking me, it's taking me. Then as soon as I said it, boom, the car went down.
Greenpeace must pay hundreds of millions of dollars over the Dakota pipeline protests. Climate correspondent David Schechter.
Energy Transfer accused Greenpeace of carrying out a scheme to stop the construction. Greenpeace maintained that it only played a small role in the protests and had nothing to do with construction delays that Energy Transfer says damaged the company. Greenpeace has said the verdict could put the nonprofit out of business.
If you planned on having some green beans with your dinner tonight, heads up. Nearly 200,000 cans of Good and Gather cut green beans from Target have been recalled. The FDA says they may be contaminated with a foreign object. That could be something such as plastic or metal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie School's Division IV game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness. The Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with sports on Mike Clemens.
We are going to start things off a little breezy this morning with a little bit of blowing snow, but the wind will die down. The sun will come out as we head into the afternoon. 37 today with wind decreasing this afternoon. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls. Baseball has the sacrifice. Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue. In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out. In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful. Love.
on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away. Baby, 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 I need you, please, please. I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. Now bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back. Bring back that love.
Righteous Brothers, yeah, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, Righteous Brothers. 612 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Welcome to the first day of spring. Not the first full day of spring. Spring just kicked in, 2 hours and 11 minutes ago. It became spring here in Wisconsin. Excuse me, in Wisconsin. And what do we have for the first day of spring? Snow showers, 33 degrees at Radio Park. Look for a gradual clearing today with a high near 38. Clear tonight, lows 30. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 53 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny with a high near 39. Was that 39? What did I write there? I can read my own writing. 39 degrees. And Sunday, rain with a high near 45. Right now, again, it's springtime. Snow showers, 33 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. Google was originally, this is a fun fact. Google was originally called Backrub. That was the original name of it back in 1996. But the founders changed the name to Google about a year later. Could you imagine saying, now, when we want to look something up, we Google it. We would have had to say, let's backrub it. That doesn't have the same ring as Google it. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Dick Graceffa. We'll tell you all about the game coming up tonight. It is the, it's a big game. For Prairie School, it will be, let me get the notes here so I get it right. This is tonight at 6, Racine Prairie School will take on Bondwell in Division 4. Friday, tomorrow at 1 p.m., Racine Park, number one Racine Park, makes their first state appearance in over 60 years against Cedarburg. The winner of those two games then goes on to the championship game on Saturday. And, of course, WRJN and Dick Graceffa will be there for that game. These great sponsors support our local teams and hope you'll join them in cheering them on to a championship. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. And Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. High school sports. Right here. Good to have him back on WRJN. And speaking about back, don't forget Racine Raiders football is back where it belongs on WRJN every Saturday night beginning May 3rd. The Racine Raiders right here. 614 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, cuckoo ka-choo. Here's Mrs. Robinson. Thank you.
to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate. You know, I've never seen that movie all the way through, as big a movie lover as I am. And I have the movie on DVD. I've just never seen the whole movie through, and I don't know why. It's such a classic movie. 618, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Need a parking space? How bad do you need a parking space? A single parking spot in Boston is up for sale now. This is as of today. The price is $750,000. That's $750,000 for a parking space. It's in a parking garage in the upscale Beacon Hill area. Now, if $750,000 for a parking space sounds like a lot, it's actually more than that, because the garage tacks on a $400 a month fee and the property taxes are $291 a month, all for a parking spot. But if you live in Beacon Hill, I guess you can afford it, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the Evil Witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine, one meal at a time.
Ah, spring.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers golden or pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a free Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My heart wants to die.
Black and the Americans. Yeah, Caramia, 625, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm not sure I like this idea. There's an ice cream shop in New York City called Surprise Scoop. There's only one menu item. It's called Surprise Ice Cream, and they pick the flavor for you. I'm not sure of that.
Dream.
Brothers, all I have to do is dream. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this was kind of nice. A soccer team in Bulgaria did a moment of silence for a former player who passed away. Problem was, he was very much alive. He never passed away. I don't know how that rumor got started. Oopsie. 6:28 on this first full... Nah, it's not the first full day. It's the first day of spring. It's officially spring now. The snow showers here at Radio Park. R.B. Greaves now.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria.
said to my wife, say I'm gonna be coming home. Got a second new life. Said to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real.
Local news, Channel's Hits, WRGN. Did I say GN? WRJN, R.B. Greaves, take a letter, Maria. Let's start off your morning with a quote from Martha Stewart. Are you ready? All right. If you want to be happy for a year, take a spouse. If you want to be happy for a decade, get a dog. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make a garden. All right. Words of wisdom, huh? 6:31, let's check local news. Once again, here's Stewart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie Schools Division 4 game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage, facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tonight, UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, as well as dairy industry leaders, taking a closer look at what the Dairy Innovation Hub has done not only for Wisconsin dairy, but dairy beyond our borders. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Tonight, they'll gather together with other industry leaders in Baraboo to focus in on the Dairy Innovation Hub and how it's helped Wisconsin's $52.8 billion dairy industry. One of those that will be there involved in the conversation is the Dairy Innovation Hub's faculty director, Matt Ruark.
I think we've had a lot of successes. You know, I think a lot of it is sort of building that research capacity, and every research area has sort of a different timeline before things get out and impact people in the real world. But we've had a lot of things, especially around technology, that we've invested in. That includes online trainings, apps, software programs that help, like, you know, the gamification of agriculture during training of and farm training that have been put out in the past years to have that sort of, if we want to highlight something that's had an immediate impact.
Matt Ruark, he is the faculty advisor for the Dairy Innovation Hub. Now, that Dairy Innovation Hub is funded by the state of Wisconsin at a rate of $7.8 million annually. It leverages research and development across UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls. The event is free and open to the general public tonight at the Baraboo Arts Center in Baraboo from 6 until 8 p.m. We've got registration details up at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Wisconsin's still lagging behind Minnesota when it comes to signing up people to become rainfall reporters this year. National Weather Service encouraging you to get involved. Go to wisconsinweatherwatchers.org and find details. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
We are going to start things off a little breezy this morning with a little bit of blowing snow, but the wind will die down. The sun will come out as we head into the afternoon. 37 today with wind decreasing this afternoon. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
We all getting old. I'm getting old, too. I knew I was getting old. One day I was brushing my hair and had to switch arms. You ever go somewhere and they got warm butter? Don't you feel like they care about you? The restaurant, you'd be like, this warm? Let me get the spread. Unlike them other places, that little gold, hard hockey puck of butter. You tear your bread up trying to spread this bread all over your butter. I ain't got no time for that. Now I just bite the butter and then the bread.
Monday, can't trust that day. Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da.
go. Mamas and the Papas, Monday, on a Thursday. First day of spring today. We're actually in spring now. Happened about 2.5 hours ago. We fell into spring with snow showers. 33 degrees at Radio Park. Gradual clearing today with a high near 38. Clear tonight, lows 30. It looks like increasing clouds tomorrow with a high near 53. But sunshine on Saturday and rain on Sunday with a high near 45 on Sunday. And a high near 39 on Saturday. Again, snow showers, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. Metal Floss posted a list of things that turned 51 years old this year. Here are some of the big ones. You ready? If you were born in 1974, these 10 random things are as old as you are. Post-it notes. I thought they were older than that. The Rubik's Cube. Barcodes, Bailey's Irish Cream, the Heimlich Maneuver, Dungeons & Dragons, Connect Four, Skittles, DayQuil, and the Meow Mix jingle. Remember that? Meow, 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 meow. Remember that commercial with the cat? Actually had words to it. What was it? Meow, 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 meow. I like chicken. I like liver. Please deliver. Remember that? I can't believe I remember that jingle. I can't remember what I did this morning, but I remember that jingle from 51 years ago. It's 641 Local News. Timeless Hits. WRJN. Got the turtles in Eleanor.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Do you talk politics at the office? All right. You probably shouldn't. 57% of us don't want to know our coworkers' political opinions. Probably a good idea. And speaking about politics, we have Melissa Caprillion's coming in. She is running for the for her office. She is now rerunning for the 5th Aldermanic District here in Racine. And Melissa's going to be in at 7:05 this morning. It is 6:44 Local News, Timeless Hits, right here. WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere the historic AM frequency of 1400. I feel fine. Here come the Beatles at WRJN.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. She's my little girl. She
says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Beatles, I Feel Fine. 646, local news. Tamla sits here on this first day of spring at WRJN. Okay, a man has been sentenced to fraud in a scheme that involved him running multiple sham companies. One of those companies was called Vandalay Contracting. Sound familiar? That's the very fictional Vandalay Industries in which George Costanza on Seinfeld falsely claimed to have interviewed for a job. Of course, he was Art Vandalay also. He used that name as an architect, which he wasn't. And on the final episode, the judge was Judge Vandalay. But when I read that story, Vandalay Contract, I said, that's George Costanza. Vandalay Industries. What do you think? You think that guy picked that name for his sham company based on that Seinfeld episode?
The following message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now, a local Wisconsin group. When we have a decision to make, we tend to make it quickly. For a lot of things, this works fine. Deer pops out of the ditch, hit the brakes. Good choice. When it comes to elections, however, a quick decision is not always the best one. Our first instincts are not always reliable. These are people we don't know personally, and reading or hearing what their opponent says about them may not be the best source of information. In the Supreme Court election on April the 1st, listen to what the candidates have said, and take time to decide which candidate most closely matches your values. We need a Supreme Court that will uphold Wisconsin values and make sure the rights of all citizens are respected. Take your time. Think it through. Don't be overly influenced by all those mailings and advertisements that only show one side. Look carefully for the comparisons presented in a documented way. Wisconsin deserves your careful choice on April the 1st. Wisconsin's future may depend on it.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may
could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it, unless I lay it between the lines.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Dig rock and roll music. 6:53 on this first day of spring. Cloudy sky right now, 33 degrees. We had snow showers earlier when I woke up, it was snowing. I said, this is spring. For today, a gradual clearing with a high near 38. Clear tonight, lows 30. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a high near 53. The weekend, sunny Saturday, 39 the high. A little warmer on Sunday, but rain. Highs near 45 on Sunday. Right now, again, cloudy, 33 degrees right here at Radio Park. This guy from Maryland was charged with assault after punching a United Airlines gate agent. He wasn't happy about being assigned a middle seat. Now, two things. First of all, this is another reason why I don't fly. Too many nuts at the airport. And how did this guy ever think he was going to get away with something like this?
Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
It's 6:56, local news, Tampa's hits, WRGN. And finally, what I've been waiting for, a new exercise pill. It could potentially replace some, if not all, of the benefits of working out. This is what I've been dreaming about my entire life. And finally, it looks like it's coming to fruition, an exercise pill. Love it.
I want to go home. Where I belong, 'cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I'm just a lonely teenager.
When I was 16, ran away all alone on the stray. What can I do? What can I say? I'm lonely. Still alone, wondering if I should go home. I'll be alright.
If I stay out of sight, I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home.
Lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
Lonely.
Dion DiMucci from Dion of the Belmonts. And Lonely Teenager, good morning. It's 6:58 on this first day of spring. Thanks for joining us here for local news and timeless hits at WRJN. All right, looking for a new job? I think I've got the perfect job for you. You ready for this? Antarctica is hiring some penguin counters. That's all you have to do. Count penguins. The job lasts 5 months. Doesn't pay much. There's no running water. There's no showers. No flushing toilets. Limited power. And absolutely no cell phone service. Sounds like a prize job for me. It's something I would love. Hey, listen for details this week on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com. After the news, Melissa Caprillion's coming in, our alder for the 5th District. She's running again. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we're seeking Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Monster storms hit the Midwest. This truck driver in Nebraska says he's never seen a blizzard like the one they got.
Pretty scary. I've been driving 23, 24 years, and that's the first I ever thought I was going to actually roll over.
In Indiana, strong winds, hail, and tornadoes brought down power lines, ripped off roofs, and uprooted trees. This man lives in Highland.
I heard like very hard drops hitting the window. I grabbed my family and ran to the basement. I heard a loud screeching sound and kind of like a loud train coming at the house.
There are reports of damage and power outages in the Chicago area as well. The president will host a big executive order signing at the White House this afternoon as he tries to dismantle the Department of Education.
The administration likes to say that only 10% of total funding on average in school districts comes from the federal government through the Department of Ed. But it kind of masks how important these dollars are.
It still would require congressional approval. Sources with the Department of Homeland Security tell CBS News a Georgetown University researcher has been detained by immigration authorities over claims he's been spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism. Reporter Nicole Skanga has details.
Badar Khan Suri, an Indian national, was